Hey everybody, this is Hunter Williams. I hope you are doing amazing wherever you are at in the world. Today's video is going to be everything you must know about 5-Amino-1-MQ. So 5-Amino-1-MQ is not technically a peptide. It's technically what would be considered a small molecule, but it's often lumped in with peptides because many research chemical companies sell it. And today I'm going to tell you everything you need to know about it, why you should use it, what dosage you'd use, what benefits you'd get from it, and everything that you would need to know about it, as well as the peptides that you would want to stack with it if you want to maximize the benefits that you would get. So 5-Amino-1-MQ is pretty cool. I would say it's not like all it's cracked up to be, because just simply it's going to stop working as effectively after 4 to 6 weeks. But if you want to build muscle and burn fat kind of at the same time, it's one of the more profound agents that you can use that you would get really good results with. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, before I pull up my slides and walk through everything, thank you so much to everyone that's tuning into the channel. All I'll say is to sign up for the peptide cheat sheet if you want to learn how to use peptides down below. YouTube is basically throttling and blocking all of my comments right now. So if the comments are turned off on this video, it's not because I chose to turn them off. I want everyone to comment. So just know that I will try my best to always turn the comments back on, but YouTube really doesn't like me and they want my comments to be non-existent because I guess they don't want people learning about this information that I'm sharing with them. So that's all I got to say. You know the deal. If you want to keep up with me and have everything in terms of access, you know, to the daily emails and all that, sign up for the peptide cheat sheet and get started there. So what I'm going to do next is share my screen and we are going to get into everything you need to know about 5-Amino-1-MQ. All right, this is 5-Amino-1-MQ, a comprehensive use guide. So basically I'm going to walk through is just a detailed exploration of this compound, its origin, mechanisms of action, benefits, side effects, dosage, and any synergistic peptides that we want to do for stacking. So let's jump on into it. So where did 5-Amino-1-MQ come from? So basically, it was developed to influence metabolic health. It targets the NNMT enzyme, which modulates the activity. So it's basically known as an NNMT inhibitor. So basically, it was driven by the need for new treatments with NNMT playing a key role in cell or in fat cell energy balance. There's been a lot of research done on it. Let me pull down the screen right there. There's lots of, you know, like interdisciplinary efforts over the last 10 or 15 years for this to come to market. So what are the mechanisms of action? So basically 5-amino functions by inhibiting the NNMT enzyme, which affects energy metabolism and increases NAD plus levels in the cell. So this is one of the reasons it's so effective at burning fat and building muscle, because it indirectly helps raise NAD plus levels. So when we do this, it leads to enhanced mitochondrial function and potentially bypasses conventional weight loss limitations. So basically, if we increase NAD plus, it increases the ability of the mitochondria to expend energy and function better and use the energy that we are putting in the body more effectively. And then this also has the effect of working on the metabolic rate within our body, which is basal metabolic rate. So it could reduce fat accumulation and improve insulin response again, which is going to be very, very important as it relates to fat loss, is how we have insulin signaling and insulin response to the food we ate. And by also raising NAD plus levels, it may impact aging and cellular repair, which is a obviously huge marker for metabolic health, is how we age and how our cells repair and recover from exercise. Now, what are some of the benefits? So obviously we have weight loss. So when 5-amino modulates fat metabolism, this is going to significantly impact weight loss efforts and reduce metabolic syndrome risk. It also leads to anti-aging, like I said, so it attributes to increased NAD plus levels, which is going to help with cellular repair and regeneration. We also have cardiovascular health. So it alters lipid metabolism and might contribute to improved cardiovascular health, which in turn, in doing so, is going to improve exercise performance. And this is really, you know, the fat loss is great, the muscle building is great, but it's going to increase performance. And based on the people I've worked with, this is going to be one of the bigger things I've noticed, is the increased performance. So the improved energy utilization through the improved NAD plus levels and mitochondrial health is going to lead to enhanced muscle endurance and exercise performance. It also, again, like we said, improves insulin sensitivity, which is going to help with weight loss, and then we are also going to see cognitive benefits because we increase the cell health in the body. It's going to help with cognition in cells in the brain. So this is going to help with energy metabolism inside the brain and also help prevent neurodegenerative disease. Now, what are some of the side effects? So in my experience, there's very rarely, if any, side effects of 5-amino. So it's one of those ones, it's an oral capsule, so you don't have to inject it. There's very little side effects that I've experienced or other people I've experienced reported it, and you really don't notice any benefits right away. It usually takes like 2, 3, 4 weeks before it starts working. Some people may report potential GI disturbances and changes in appetite. Because you're expending more energy, it could potentially increase your appetite. So just be aware of that. And obviously to, you know, always look at potential considerations or contraindications with medicine you may be taking. So as it relates to anecdotal usage reports, so typically the starter dose at most peptide companies are going to sell it in a 50 milligram capsule. So that will be the starter dose. Now, I think you could start there if you've never used it before, but in my experience, 50 milligrams is really not going to do anything. I see more results come around the 150 milligram per day mark. So I personally believe you should take somewhere around 150 to 200 milligrams per day to really get results. And now here's the thing. Obviously start at 50, kind of titrate from there based on how you respond in the first week or so. Here's the thing though with 5-amino is you get cellular attenuation very fast. So it basically, the body's going to build up a tolerance to it very fast because of the way it works on this NNMT inhibition. And in doing so, after 6 weeks, for most people, you're just not going to see any added benefit or gain from it. So usually in the first 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to be like, wow, I'm losing fat so much more effectively. I'm putting on muscle. My athletic performance is increasing. I know I've heard anecdotal reports of people increasing their vertical jump by 5 or 6 inches. I've even in clients that I've worked with seen their 40 yard dash go from like a 4.9 to a 4.6, which is really, really impressive and can mean the difference between a kid getting a scholarship or recruited or not. So it's definitely one that people can use and get really good results with, but I'm going to honestly say for most men especially, but even women too, you're not really going to see like all those benefits. So you take 150 milligrams to 200 milligrams per day, which at some level becomes cost prohibitive because this is not a cheap molecule to acquire, especially if you're really the only way is to get it through the research chemical route. So it's one of those things you really need like 150 milligrams to 200 milligrams per day to see results. But when you use that amount, you definitely will notice like more fat burn, better muscle building, more like a hardened, dense look to your muscles. So it definitely works for that. It gives you great energy, great focus, and all those things. But what other peptides can we stack it with? So, you know, obviously you want to make sure you're hormonally optimized because any of these agents that you're using like 5-amino are not going to work the best unless you have a very good base hormone level or baseline hormone level. But for me, I think one of the best things you could do is just stack it with a growth hormone peptide like Ipamorelin and CJC, ideally an Ipamorelin and CJC blend, because that's going to even support fat loss and muscle growth that much more. And then BPC-157 just because it's going to help you recover because you're likely going to be training harder. You're going to have more energy. You're probably going to be wanting to push the weights and everything. So I would just say pair it alongside with those. But you don't have to stack it with peptides. But if there were, you know, two that I would stack it with, two or three, it'd be IPA, CJC, and BPC-157. So that's pretty much it. 5-amino, you know, I think it gets a little overhyped if I'm being completely honest, just because there are so many things out there that get as good, if not better results, and they're a lot cheaper. The reason is that 5-amino gets a lot of attention is because you don't have to inject it. So it's one of those things, if you're scared of injecting or you don't want to inject, you don't want to inject testosterone, you don't want to inject peptides, you can take a capsule of 5-amino-1-MQ and you'll notice like pretty good results with it. So it's one of those things, it can definitely help. But I would say in that sense, a lot of times people are using it as a band-aid to try to cover up a hormonal deficiency or a lack of energy or something. And this really should be like an icing on the cake that you throw in once your hormones are optimized, once you've like began using peptides and all those things. And then you can come in with this and especially for athletic performance, really move the needle in that sense. So I would say the hype is real in a sense. You do have to take closer to 150 to 200 milligrams to really notice any difference. Cause I've just heard so many reports of people taking the 50 milligram capsules. Like, I don't really know if it does anything. So again, I have seen it, especially for athletic performance, move the needle for some people. Absolutely. 100%. And as far as I know, I don't think it's a banned compound by, don't take that because as of this time, this is just my own, knowledge. So do your own research, but I don't think it's banned. So for, you know, like younger athletes that may be going up against drug tests and stuff, I don't know that this is necessarily a banned molecule, but that doesn't mean that you couldn't potentially get a company to sell you something. Now I know Limitless, you know, sells this and people have had really good results with it. So, in a nutshell, it just is one of those things, everyone liked to chase the NAD plus bandwagon, and this by inhibiting the NNMT enzyme is one of those things that, raises NAD plus levels in the cell and you're going to get good results. So in my experience though, you're going to have to use it for 4 to 6 weeks and take another 4 to 6 weeks off in between, to really get the best bang for your buck. So it's just expensive. You have to cycle on and off of it. So in my opinion, there's like other stuff that's better out there. But again, if you're scared to inject or can't inject for any reason, it's good to have. And, I would recommend you at least give it a shot. So that's all I got for the slides. So hopefully that was helpful. That was definitely 5-amino is one of the more requested topics. I've heard people send me, you know, topic request in my video topic request link to do a video on, because a lot of people are confused. I would say more so on the dosing. They know what they're getting when they get it. They're going to use it to lose fat and build muscle and potentially increase athletic performance. So they know what they're getting, but a lot of people are confused on the dosage. So just remember that you really need, you know, 150 to 200 milligrams to really see anything. But hopefully that was helpful. Again, if you guys have questions, comments, or anything like that, try to drop a comment, assuming the comments are active. But as always, sign up for the email list. And then if you do have questions or stuff like that, you can always just like pop me an email and I do my best to respond. And as always, you can check out the Fully Optimized Health Group, which I'll have the link down in the description below. It's really awesome. You can come on. We do Jay and I do AMAs and all that stuff. So check that out. But that's all I got for today. Hopefully it was helpful. I know a little bit of a shorter video, but that's pretty much all there is about 5-amino. There's not a lot to go into detail with it. So appreciate you guys. Much love. And I will talk to you next time. Peace.